Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The desert is drying up, which means thousands have just started the mass exodus from all the mud at Burning Man. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Around 70,000 attendees were advised to shelter in place and ration supplies.
We're okay. We have enough tuna for a week.
Some made their way through the mud to the main road and eventually to the Reno Tahoe International Airport.
On the ground, things actually felt not only safe and comfortable, actually fun, because we're there for our community and we all came together and made the best of it.
President Biden says he doesn't think an auto workers' strike will happen when their contract expires in 10 days. CBS's Skylar Henry says he rallied union workers today in Philly.
While this appearance at the AFL-CIO annual tri-state labor event is an official White House stop, President Biden has been able to count on strong union support during his campaigns.
The only thing that comes today is a little bit of wisdom. I've been doing this longer than anybody, and I guess what? I'm going to continue to do it with your help.
Labor Day is the unofficial start of presidential campaigning, and GOP hopefuls were on the stump, too. Former Vice President Mike Pence and Vivek Ramaswamy were in New Hampshire.
We can't just criticize the so-called radical Biden agenda. Of course, there's everything in the world wrong with it. But that's not enough. That's why I think that's actually why we didn't succeed in 2022.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton faces impeachment tomorrow when the state Senate reconvenes. The GOP's accused him of taking bribes and abusing his office. Paxton denies it and says he plans to fight any charges. A massive manhunt continues for an escaped murderer in Pennsylvania.
Danilo Cavalcante escaped last Thursday in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And since then, State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says there have been several sightings.
Four sightings. The most recent credible sighting occurred yesterday afternoon.
But residents are wondering how this even happened. Another inmate escaped just in May. Chester County District Attorney Deb Ryan.
The prison is very aware of whatever vulnerabilities they had, and they have made efforts to correct those vulnerabilities.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Former Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell has died of liver failure at 56. The band's manager announced just yesterday that he'd been moved to hospice care.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
And Margaritaville's still mourning the death of Jimmy Buffett days after he died of skin cancer at 76. Restaurants say they're lowering flags and tiny umbrellas to half staff. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin.
There's a blood drive this week in Wisconsin Rapids. VFW Post 2534 will hold a blood drive on Wednesday, September 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can make an appointment by calling 877-232-4376. I'm Seth Habiger, and have a happy and safe Labor Day.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging all ATV, UTV drivers and passengers to wear a helmet when driving the trails this Labor Day. So far this year, 22 ATV deaths have happened. Of those, 20 were not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. The DNR says they've seen an increased amount of accidents involving minors, too. Remember that if you are under the age of 18, you are required by law to wear a helmet. Tear those trails up safely and be mindful of others sharing the roads with you. This is James Maloff, and have a happy and safe Labor Day.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 71 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs around 95, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 67, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 93.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
So I heard you're back in town and haven't changed a bit, man. You get off talking down to the little man. Time you get what you deserve. Wow, you're so stupid. Been a while since my head was this polluted. Lucky I know my own worth.
The gun from a gangster. Run, little girl, bang. Say that again, I didn't quite hear you. Mess with the wrong, in the wrong era. I've been a work and I got my...
I'm gonna tell you, you don't want to mess with me today.
I've changed so much since I last saw
you. It's the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been promising you for a couple of days now that I was gonna break down the utter hypocrisy, stupidity, lack of integrity, an utter failure to be candid with Wisconsinites that is coming from the conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and their co-conspirators. I'm talking about you, Robin Voss. The circus act that has occurred since Justice Protasiewicz's election is beneath the standard of decorum and civility that no matter how deep and frustrating the disagreements on a Supreme Court may get, should be observed by all justices. And at the root of this is not just rabid hypocrisy, because apparently conservatives in this state, including some of these same Supreme Court justices, have no recollection of what occurred prior to this year on the court. They simply have forgotten. But of course they haven't. They're choosing to be dishonest with Wisconsinites, and I'm over it. Because I remember, and I care deeply. Our Supreme Court used to be one of the most vaunted, one of the most enviable in the nation. And it is now a laughingstock. And that laughingstock is not the responsibility of any liberal justice on this court. So let's dive in, my friends. If you want to join the conversation today, 844-967-2789. I always want to hear from you. But this is sort of a PSA. This is an explainer show. And there's so much history here. There's so much detail. And you all deserve to know it and to understand it. Because what is being said right now has no relationship to fact or truth. There are three issues that are being bandied about right now about the Supreme Court. And they are all the result, all of this angst, all of this acrimony is because conservatives cannot accept what? They can't accept the results of elections. It is no more and no less than that. And they will deploy any rhetorical device, any conceit, any distraction to confuse and mislead Wisconsinites. The three issues that are literally every day now on the front page of the Journal Sentinel and now making its way almost daily into the national press are these things. The liberal majority, the new liberal majority on the Supreme Court, took action nearly immediately after the current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court refused to schedule any meetings to discuss court administration following the swearing in of the newest justice. And so the liberal bloc, basically via emails, convened what you could call like almost a virtual meeting or asked the justices to weigh in about changing some of the administration rules of the Supreme Court. That's issue number one, okay? And the Chief Justice and her unbalanced fellow justice, Rebecca Bradley, who's been busily spending her time editing her own Wikipedia page. Yeah, if you're laughing right now, that's a thing. editing her own Wikipedia page from an email address that clearly identified it as her. So Justice Ziegler and Justice Bradley losing their minds over now the majority of the court wanting to have a say in court administration. You know, because elections have results, but apparently not for them. So that's issue one. Issue two is the demand for Justice Protasiewicz, the newly sworn in justice, as part of the now majority liberal bloc on the court, to recuse herself from the legal challenges to Wisconsin's gerrymandered maps because during her campaign, she said that the maps were rigged. That's issue two. Issue three is that Robin Voss and others are now threatening to impeach Justice Protasiewicz if she does not recuse herself. So I want to take these things within their historical context to hopefully definitively prove to every single person listening, no matter what side of the fence or aisle you are on, that this is all garbage. Let me just make this point at the outset. First of all, no regular people care who the director of the court system is. It's an administrative position. It's about keeping cases moving. No one cares. The only people that care are the justices on the Supreme Court. That's it. And yet there are lawsuits and emails and accusations, and the Chief Justice is calling the liberal bloc lawless, that they're suborning destruction of the Constitution and the judiciary. This is nothing short of an unprecedented coup. This must stop. I have no confidence in the recent hostile takeover in the camp. No one cares who the court's director is. Just do the job. because there are more pressing matters. If you're interested in the tone and tenor of the emails that have gone back and forth between the Chief Justice and the liberal bloc, largely led by Justice Rebecca Bradley, they're available on the Journal Sentinel website. I'm not going to spend my time reading them. Suffice it to say, my opinion, and I'm happy to read it if we need to go there if people want to dispute my characterization of this. Suffice it to say, Chief Justice Ziegler is using some of the most inflammatory, incendiary language that I have ever heard from a jurist. And she's not using it in a case. She's using it to characterize and basically denigrate her fellow justices. In contrast, the liberal bloc has said, in effect, yes, we are changing the rules, but we get to do that because we now have a majority of the court. Thanks much. So on this first issue of court's administration and how different decisions are made about how the court functions, there are a couple of really important little contextual pieces. Important fact number one. Anya, when do you think the Supreme Court may have selected its most recently elected, quote, Chief Justice? Like, when might have they gathered to do that?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like the kid in the back of the class who was half asleep, and now I'm getting called on.
I'll give you a hint. How about that?
Okay, I want a hint.
No. Like, I don't want to, like, actually sandbag you.
Okay, thanks.
If you were conservatives on the court, mm-hmm. and the election in April.
April, okay.
Right? The election mm-hmm. was in April, and now a liberal mm-hmm. has been elected. And so now you conservatives won't have control over the court.
Oh, no.
And the justice isn't going to be sworn in until August. Okay. When would you convene as the conservative bloc on that court to select a chief justice of the court?
Well, I had from April till August. I would have said, let's get started right away in April. Does that make sense?
Well, it was May.
May? Oh.
Yes. Huh. So they picked the new Chief Justice in May. After the election. Like, let's not wait until the new justice is sworn in and then convene to select a new Chief Justice. Would it surprise anyone to know that Chief Justices of the Supreme Court of Wisconsin used to be, by Constitution, simply the longest standing member of the Supreme Court?
Interesting.
Would it surprise you to find out that Republicans pushed for a constitutional amendment to change that in 2015 because Justice Shirley Abramson, lauded nationwide as one of the most brilliant jurists our country has ever seen in a state Supreme Court, had been on the court for so long that basically absent her death, no one was ever going to replace her as Chief Justice? Would it surprise you that they changed the rules in 2015?
Huh. It wouldn't surprise me, unless perhaps, is she maybe not politically aligned with them somehow and rules had to be changed?
Yes.
How incredibly strange.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So again, change the rules in 2015 via constitutional amendment so that one of the nation's most respected state Supreme Court jurists can no longer be the Chief Justice. And then after your side loses the April election, you convene to select a new Chief Justice, you know, right after that, but before the new justice is sworn in. I hope everybody's with me. That, to me, is issue number one, done. Again, if you want to compare tone.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Derek Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back. You're seeing me in sort of rant mode today because I'm a lawyer. I care about the administration of justice. And I also care deeply that those that hold these positions of power, including myself, are always held to account. And hypocrisy and lies of omission and rhetoric unbecoming a sitting Supreme Court justice, these things bother me. And so we're talking about the three things that are going on in the Supreme Court. Thing one is the administration of the Supreme Court and who gets to decide certain things. And I've made a case in the prior block that this is garbage. First of all, Wisconsinites generally don't care about like the minutiae of court's administration. They just want it to work. By the way, if we want to be technical about this, the jurisdictions with the greatest administration challenges are the Milwaukee County Circuit Court because we're the biggest. And COVID, we had to shut courts down. It was a mess. So the liberal bloc, once Janet Protasiewicz was sworn in, they basically fired the Supreme Court director, who's an administrative type, and appointed a then-sitting judge from Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Now, before the break, I made the point that all of these arguments from the conservatives, of, and particularly Chief Justice Ziegler, about, oh, this is such a travesty and they're disgracing the court, is all garbage. Because the conservatives got together in May after Janet was elected and, you know, appointed and selected Chief Justice Ziegler as the Chief Justice, instead of doing what any fair-minded individual, least of which a judge, would do, is, and that is wait for their colleague to be sworn in and then have that meeting where they elect a Chief Justice. But they didn't want to do that because they would have lost. They also omit, of course, the fact that Republicans changed the rules in 2015, that the Supreme Court Chief Justice is no longer chosen by length of tenure on the court, but rather by election. Here's the last fact I want to say to hopefully close that door definitively on the entire garbage position of the conservatives on this issue, number one. And that is the person that the liberal bloc selected to become the acting courts administrator, again, I just mentioned, was a sitting Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge. Adi, here's another fun quiz.
Oh, no. Okay.
Who do you think appointed that person?
Wow.
She didn't win an election. She was appointed. She was in her fifth year. So that's a hint right there. You have to go back 5 years. Who was the governor 5 years ago?
Oh, my goodness. Was it perhaps Scott Walker? It couldn't have been.
Oh, bingo.
Really?
They're upset because the liberals have asked someone to now take over court administration who was appointed to be a judge by Scott Walker. It's just the fact that it wasn't the person that the conservatives wanted. It literally, come on, you can't make it up. So I'll do. This isn't an issue that anybody except for the Chief Justice cares about, because her wings have gotten clipped. So stop with that. You can judge the tone in these emails, which I think is insane coming from the right-wing bloc, yourself. So let's move on to the stuff that actually matters. Issue number two. It's the McLaughlin Group. Jack Jaman. This is probably before your time. There was an SNL skit about this old PBS political talk show.
Yep.
Good stuff, that. So issue number two is recusal. Should Justice Protasiewicz have to recuse herself from the gerrymandering decisions, or excuse me, the gerrymandering lawsuit that's now going to make its way to the Supreme Court? The basis for the motion that was filed asking for her to recuse herself is that during her campaign, Justice Protasiewicz said that Wisconsin's legislative maps are rigged. Okay? Now, in fairness and with balance, I'm going to say this. If I had been her lead campaign advisor, I probably would have told her to use different language. I would have told her to say that the maps are not proportional. What do I mean by that? Since 2012, so basically as soon as the maps were finally locked in after the 2010 census, because there was litigation about those maps, here's what has happened. Democrats have won basically about 53%, sometimes a little bit more than that, sometimes a little bit less, but generally at least 50% or more of statewide votes for the Wisconsin Assembly. The numbers vary a little bit when you're looking at Senate, but if you looked at the votes statewide, right, Democrats are getting at least half and sometimes well more than half of the votes. Since 2012, Democrats have never had 40% of the seats in the Assembly. So we get half or more than half, but we never get more than 40% of the seats. In contrast, conservatives have basically won as little as 45% of the vote, but they always get no less than 60% of the seats. So let's just summarize it this way. Dems get well over half. They get less than 40%. Republicans never get half, and they always get more than 60% of the seats. That is what you call not proportional representation. Some might use a word like rigged. That, my friends, is a factual observation. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you why observation of facts does not mean that it...
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The West Riverbank Bike Trail between Woodbine Street and Riverview Expressway Bridge in Wisconsin Rapids has been reduced to gravel. The trail will be repaved with asphalt on Thursday, September 7th. Don't forget the Wood County Agriculture and Household Clean Sweep is coming up this weekend. It's on Saturday, September 9th at Saratoga Town Hall from 8 to noon. This is for all Wood County residents. Households and farms are allowed to dispose of hazardous waste without charge. However, quantities are restricted. Agricultural pre-registration is mandatory for quantities over 200 pounds. Households may bring up to a combination of 5 gallons of liquid or 50 pounds of solid waste. Contact the Wood County Health Department with questions at 715-421-8911. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 71 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs around 95, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 67, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 93.
By then candidate Protasiewicz to say that the maps are gerrymandered, that the maps are rigged. Because the reality has been that Democrats do better than Republicans when you add up the votes statewide and yet are relegated to an almost powerless minority. in both the Assembly and Senate in the Wisconsin state legislature. That is not proportional representation. That is not one person, one vote, in my opinion. And I've heard Robin Voss, and in the request, the motion that was filed to try to force the justice to recuse herself, they've made the statement repeatedly that by calling the maps rigged, she has prejudged the case. And I happened to be listening to TMJ this morning, and Robin Voss was, in fact, on TMJ, the station that should otherwise remain nameless. And when asked about this, he made this argument. What if you or someone you love was accused of a crime and the judge that was about to hear that case said publicly that you were guilty before your case was heard by the judge? Wouldn't that be unfair? Of course, we all would say, yes, that's terrible. 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 If you're a certain sports commentator. But that is not the correct analogy. Again, in all candor, I would have advised then-candidate Protasiewicz to use different words, like this is not proportional. But here's what. The actual analogy to what she said would be this, because what she made was a factual representation. Those facts aren't disputable. So here's the analogy that I suggest is the real analogy. Everyone remembers the Waukesha parade tragedy. It is an indisputable fact that that man drove his car through that parade and killed people. So the analogy to what Justice Protasiewicz said when she was a candidate would be this, that the judge hearing that case would have said publicly, this man killed those people and injured those people. That is indisputably, factually true. What that statement doesn't address is whether or not that man was competent to stand trial and whether or not the prosecution was going to be able to prove that he acted with intent such that he is guilty as adjudged by a jury of first-degree intentional homicide. That's the legal issue there. So the Voss analogy is meaningless. It's a lie. Here's what. The Supreme Court has the U.S. Supreme Court, not the Wisconsin Supreme Court, has basically said that rigged maps to a certain extent are constitutional. As distasteful as that may be, that's kind of what they said in not so many words, because, you know, Scalia, Thomas, Roberts. So what then candidate Protasiewicz was saying, she was making a factual observation. What she didn't say was that the rigging is so bad that it is unconstitutional under the Wisconsin Constitution. That's actually the prejudgment. So I want to dispel this substantive idea that what she said is obviously and of course prejudgment. It's not. And in fact, since the last gerrymandering case was heard by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the law has changed. So she hasn't prejudged that. That's nonsense. Now, a little interesting factoid here, because, of course, I pulled the documents. I pulled the motion to recuse filed by Republicans from the state legislature. And then I pulled the response that was filed today. The motion to recuse is 7 pages. The response is 62. I'll just leave it at that. So that is on the merits. Here's the thing that really, really, really makes me angry. Justice Protasiewicz has made clear during her campaign and to this day that if the Democratic Party of Wisconsin or Democrats from the legislature appear before her, she will recuse herself because she received a lot of money from Democratic causes and specifically the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What happened low now in June of 2017 when conservatives had control of the Supreme Court? Could it be that a bipartisan group of 54 judges filed a petition with the Supreme Court to try to require the Supreme Court to adopt recusal rules that would require justices to step down from cases when their election donors appeared before them? Now, that would seem to me to be incredibly low-hanging fruit, would it not? Hey, you gave me a bunch of money so that I could be here judging your case. Maybe I shouldn't be the one that's doing it. So with due respect to Assembly Leader Voss, your analogy's crap. And what I'm saying actually matters. And it should matter to Republicans and liberals and Democrats alike. That if the person that seeded money to your campaign appears before you as a party, of course you recuse. Guess what the conservative bloc did in June of 2017? Every single conservative on the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected that petition to adopt that recusal rule. Stop talking to me about recusals when you won't adopt the most basic common sense rule. And you're lying to people about this. Sick. Also in 2017, guess what the conservative bloc also did? You don't talk about transparency and accountability, especially if you don't have clear recusal rules. You know, it'd be really important for the public to have access to certain portions of court deliberations and how the court determines how it's going to function, those sorts of things, which before April of 2017, those things were open to the public because they were broadcast on Wisconsin Eye. Guess what happened in 2017? Oh, did the conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme Court vote to take all of that off of Wisconsin Eye and make all those meetings private? Oh, yes, they did. So stop with the lies of omission, the mischaracterization of history and facts, because it's sick and wrong. Let me go further, because there's more here. If that wasn't enough to slam that door shut to show you that that is garbage, nonsense, there's even more. In 2012, Justice Gableman. Oh, wait. Anya, have we heard this guy's name before?
Gableman? I think so.
Gableman. Let me flip through my memory Rolodex. Is this the guy that was appearing on stages with Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man?
Could it be?
Is this the guy that wasted over $1 million of taxpayer money?
Couldn't be.
Refused to comply with Wisconsin's public records law and make public the records that us taxpayers paid him $1 million to investigate that's never come up with one scintilla of evidence that the election outcome in Wisconsin was unreliable. That Michael Gableman?
Couldn't be.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, by the way, he was the one that led the little effort in 2017 to take all of their meetings offline. That was Michael Gableman. There's a really interesting, because like the internet is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you want to go down the rabbit hole, it's there. You can actually see him in that meeting talking down his fellow female justices.
Crazy he wouldn't want that online. Interesting.
Weird, isn't it?
Weird.
In 2012, Michael Gableman refused to recuse himself from the Act 10 litigation, despite the fact that the Act 10 litigation involved the Republican legislature and the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and guess who gave him a whole crap load of money?
Could it be the Republican Party?
What? Who knew?
What?
So, again, issue number two. You lie by omission, you fail to remember history, and your argument is also substantively crap. So I'm done with that. So we get ourselves to issue number three. And that is these threats from Assembly Leader Voss to impeach Justice Protasiewicz. So I want to start with what Wisconsin law says about this, which is basically this. A justice shall not basically preside or hear cases until they're acquitted of an impeachment. And just like all of us remember from the Donald Trump two impeachments, impeachment occurs in the House here in Wisconsin in the Assembly, and then the trial is had in the Senate. So it is totally conceivable that if the Assembly wished to impeach Justice Janet, they could do so, and then the Republican-controlled Senate would simply not hold a hearing. Because if they're willing to lie about all of this and forget history, why not do that then too? Because all of it is on the table, right? Like the gerrymandering cases for all of the marbles. Because if we have fair maps where everybody's vote counts more or less the same, Republicans will no longer have a vice grip over the Wisconsin legislature. So this is for all the marbles. So they're going to go there. That is my prediction here on Civic Media. Robin Voss will lead the impeachment eventually of Janet Protasiewicz. And they will stall it in the Senate. But here's what, everybody. This is all sound and fury signifying nothing. Because guess what? She could simply resign. And guess what Governor Evers could do? Reappoint her. Or she could resign. And Governor Evers could reappoint some other left-leaning justice. So what is all of this about? This is all about smokescreen and baloney and more baloney and more baloney. And lies of omission, and forgetting history. It is sickening, and we all deserve better. Apparently, no one in the GOP can accept that elections have results. Did Democrats like it when the hanging chads gave the White House to George W. Bush? No. But did Al Gore stand up and enable the peaceful transfer of power? Of course he did. Did Hillary Clinton do the same in 2016? Of course she did. The same cannot be said for the GOP in the state of Wisconsin, or of course, nationwide. And I love this. This intellectual luminary, Ron Johnson, has found fit to comment on what's going on in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Here's what a U.S. senator, you know, part of the federal government, should really not be meddling in. The state Supreme Court. So you might ask yourself, why is it exactly that Senator Johnson might find it in his bailiwick to be commenting on such things? Might it be that he also said, nearly at the same time he publicly commented on these Supreme Court issues, that obviously none of Wisconsin's fake electors should ever be charged with a crime? Because you know what might happen here in the state of Wisconsin? Ron Johnson might be charged under state laws for his role.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Part Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Part Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Part Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchens Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Got another shorty, she ain't nothing like me. Yeah, about to catch another fight. Yeah. The apple bottom,
look at this.
Yeah. I just want to have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up. If you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want. Yeah, cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, cause girls is players too. Keep it playing, baby.
Go ahead, Janet. You a player too. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Join us. What's your reaction to being lied to, gaslit, and just generally treated as if you don't know squat by the conservative bloc on the Supreme Court and Robin Voss, Ron Johnson, and a lot of them? A couple of other comments to respond to some of the questions we've seen on the text line. What happens with this motion to recuse? Well, if the gosh darn Republicans would have adopted some rules when they could, then there would be rules and they would apply to everybody. And it wouldn't be a matter of like, what's the procedure for doing this or what court hears it? As it stands, only the justice herself can make that recusal decision. That's it. Full stop. That's why the discussion about impeachment is going on. This is going to be a really interesting 12 months. Now let's go to the phone lines if you want to join this discussion. 844-967-2789. If you have questions, if I didn't explain anything clearly, let me know, because I don't think these three issues are close calls at all. Dick from Cottage Grove, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, sir?
I was told that because the districting for the U.S. House representation wasn't enough gerrymandered, that it would not be included in this lawsuit. Can you explain to me how we can still have 50-50 Democratic versus Republican votes and have one-third of the total representation to the, or 25% of the representation in the House, and it not be gerrymandered?
Yeah, no, I can't, Dick, and isn't that the problem, sir? Right? I don't care which way you try to approach this math. It doesn't work. And here's what else. Gerrymandering is bad for conservatives, too. If you are an old school Republican, if you believe in Grover Norquist, like drown, you know, let's drown government in the bathtub. Less taxes, less regulation, less spending. If you are an old school conservative, I hear you. That's a perspective. As an economist, I don't think that works. Trickle down economics is garbage. But yeah, I've talked to plenty of small business owners that tell me that regulations crush them. Do I think the government should be taking an absolute axe to regulations that don't make any sense, that don't work anymore, that are outdated? Should government be held to task on efficiency and accountability every day? And should we always be doing? But hell yes, I do. But here's what, when you gerrymander the heck out of districts, what do you get? You get extremism. And extremism doesn't work well in American democracy.
Democracies are designed for incremental change. But if you push, because of gerrymandering, everybody into these most extreme camps because they don't have to appeal to a wide cross-section of us, taxpayers, and middle-class working folks, then this is what we get. And it doesn't work for any of us. It doesn't work for the small business owner. It doesn't work for the felon who spent his or her time. It doesn't work for anybody. It doesn't lead us to better immigration policy. It doesn't lead us to better foreign policy. It leads us to division and separation and dysfunction and hatred of one another. And I'm sick of it. And this is precisely the problem. So I ask us again, let's stand up and be counted. And that requires our votes to count, that the math maths. And by moving in this way that has greater justice, that allows our votes to be counted equally, I promise you, on the other side of this pain point in American democracy is a better way. Where compromise, where listening to one another becomes part of what is required of government elected officials, because why? Their districts are purple. When neighbors start talking to one another again and showing up at town halls and agreeing on the values and the things that we hold most sacrosanct and that we so much more frequently agree upon than disagree, our government will function better. So shame on those that stand in the way of that, because that's the place that I want to live. Mark, you got like just a little bit of time, my friend. Tell us what you're thinking this afternoon. Has this been clear, first of all, Mark? I just want to be sure I'm getting it across.
As a bit of levity first, as your bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark, though I know not what you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star. So you've kind of enlightened us a lot today, Maggie. The current maps are not contiguous or compact or in conformance to the other language in the statute that dictates how our legislative districts are supposed to be set up, so they are rigged. And pure and simple, by the language in our Constitution and state law, that's what she'll judge the law on. And shame on the Republicans. A true conservative would actually admit that.
Yep. Because this isn't about conservative or liberal. This is about giving everyone a fair shot at having their voice heard. And it should be deeply offensive to anyone who cares about this country and counts themselves a patriot, which I certainly do, to hear this sort of nonsense spewed again and again, to tolerate arguments that gerrymandering at this level is good for democracy is simply contrary to common sense. Us in the legal profession, there's an adage when you do trial work, and it's that whatever argument you make to the jury, and you all are my jury, it must check with common sense. It must check with our shared lived experiences. And my offer to you today, my closing argument to you today, is that what the GOP says doesn't check. It doesn't meet the sniff test. It doesn't match common sense. And that by engaging in these fictions and these lies, that we all have become much worse off if you are a middle-class, hard-working person. Whether you're gay or straight, black or white, male or female, trans or cis, it doesn't matter because it's not working for us. And it's high time we see our commonalities as opposed to our differences and come together to stand behind those elected officials and those justices in our state Supreme Court that believe that we all deserve better.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, Know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.